Title: Sisville International SAV, Sierra Wireless Incorporated, Number 2022-1387, 2022-1492, Federal CIR September 1, 2023. Content: This case addresses the validity of two patents asserted against wireless communications technologies. In particular, this case discusses claim construction and post-issuance claim amendments that broaden the scope of challenged claims. Background: Sierra Wireless, along with several other defendants, filed petitions seeking inter partes review of U.S. patent numbers 7,433,698, the 698 patent, and 8,364,196, the 196 patent. The Patent Trial and Appeal Board, the PTAB, instituted review on both patents and concluded that claims 10, 11, 13, 17, and 23 of the 698 patent and claims 1, 2, 4, and 13 to 18 of the 196 patent were unpatentable as anticipated and/or obvious in view of the prior art. Sisville International SA, Sisville, appealed both PTAB decisions, challenging the PTAB's construction of the term connection rejection message, and challenging the PTAB's denial of Sisville's revised motion to amend the claims of the 698 patent. Issues: whether the claim term connection rejection message is limited to specific connection rejection messages issued by telecommunication networks identified in the patent's specification. Whether the PTAB erred in denying Sisville's motion to amend the claims of the 698 patent. Holdings: the Federal Circuit held that the PTAB properly constructed the term connection rejection message based on permissive language in the specification. The Federal Circuit, applying rules set forth by the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, held that the PTAB properly denied Sisville's motion to amend claims of the 698 patent because the proposed substitute claims, while narrower in parts, were broader than the original claims in at least two limitations of the proposed substitute independent claim. Reasoning: first, the Federal Circuit considered Sisville's contention that the PTAB erred in construing connection rejection message. The Federal Circuit noted that they were applying the Phillips claim construction standard whereby the words of a claim are generally given their ordinary and customary meaning as understood by a person of ordinary skill in the art when read in the context of the specification and prosecution history. Sisville argued that, in light of the specification, the term connection rejection message should be construed as a message from a GSM or UMTS telecommunications network rejecting a connection request from a mobile station, as the specification specifically identified such telecommunications networks as sending rejection messages. However, the Federal Circuit reasoned that such a construction would improperly limit the claims and that the intrinsic evidence provide, no persuasive basis to limit the claims to any particular cellular network. Pointing to the specification, the Federal Circuit weighed two disclosures: first, that the specification expressly disclosed embodiments in a GSM or UMTS network, and second, that language from the specification specifically stated, the invention is applicable in any such cellular telecommunication system. The Federal Circuit favored the latter and goes on to agree with the PTAB's decision, stating that the cited language from the specification clearly is permissive, not mandatory. The Federal Circuit concluded that they have no basis, as Sisville provided insufficient intrinsic evidence, to conclude that a person of ordinary skill in the art would read the broad claim language to be limited to GSM and UMTS networks, and affirmed the PTAB's conclusion that the challenged claim construction should be given its ordinary and customary meaning. Second, the Federal Circuit considered Sisville's contention that the PTAB erred by denying its motion to amend the claims of the 698 patent. The Federal Circuit noted that when a patent owner seeks to amend its claims during inter partes review, the amended claims may not enlarge the scope of the claims of the patent, and that a motion to amend may be denied where the amendment seeks to enlarge the scope of the claims. The Federal Circuit further noted that while it is a petitioner's burden to show that any proposed substitute claims are unpatentable, it is Sisville's burden to show that the proposed amendment complies with the relevant regulatory and statutory requirements. The Federal Circuit thus reviewed the PTAB's decision to deny the motion on